Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson. I've got a couple of guests on the show with me here today from Jefferson Matters, a Main Street and Chamber community, is Carla and Bonnie with the Retail Revamped group. So thank you very much, ladies, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. Well, Bonnie, I know it's been a kind of a little bit of a while since Retail Revamped has graced our airwaves. So if you wouldn't mind just kind of reviewing for us what your group does.
Sure. So we are a group of retailers and restaurant owners or managers, and we get together once a month to try to do promotions together. So we have figured out that when we work together to do a promotion, it works so much more cohesively, and we can all bounce off each other, send people from one direction to the other, and really keep people local with kind of the same fun event. So there are about 12 to 15 of us that get together once a month to plan all of that. And then a lot of communication goes on behind the scenes through all the other avenues of communication these days until we get things figured out. It has been pretty fun lately. We have a newer member that's come on with Marley and Greg Ruth with Pickaway Americana. They're not quite open yet, but they've joined us, so they will be getting open. So you'll want to check out their Facebook page to stay up to date on when they will open. And then I'll let you break the story another day, but we do have a new retailer that's going to be going in uptown. And so we're excited to see some more retail because that only helps promote other retails and other restaurants. So we really have a good time getting together.
Now, if there's a business or a manager of a business that's listening to this, Bonnie, and they think, oh, you know, I kind of know what you're about and you do some fun things, but I'd like to be part of your group. How do they do that?
The easiest way is to call the Main Street Chamber office because then they will put you in direction with who you want to talk to. But really, if you know of any other business owner that's on it, which we'll talk about later in the show with our spring open house, yep. If you're a friend with another owner that's on that, I would just encourage you to ask and just show up to the next meeting. We're a pretty fun group, and we kind of started getting together over more social avenues, and then we kind of got to business. So it's a fun meeting. It's an hour, hour and a half at the most. It's after hours, or we try to work with schedules if we need to. So yeah, definitely. Anybody's welcome to join.
All right. Now, Carla, like Bonnie said, you all get together. You come up with some pretty creative ideas to be able to promote each other's businesses. And I think a lot of people are looking forward to having some kind of fun, creative aspect to just get out of their house, if anything else. And springtime kind of lends itself to new beginnings and everything else. So tell us about this unique opportunity that people can get involved with now.
So we came up with a program called Hide and Go Peeps, which will be going on today and tomorrow. And those of us, this is Junkyard Cafe and Krieger's Flowers, Royal Jewelers, Country Blessings, Sensibly Chick, Addie's Fashions, Fudge's Flowers and Gifts, More Time, The Stitch and the Printer's Box. You just go in and you search for the peeps since they haven't been out for a while. They did come out again. Get entered in to win cash drawings.
Does it matter if somebody goes into multiple shops and finds multiple peeps? I'm guessing that's going to be a rarity because I'm sure you all have gone great lengths to hide those peeps.
It's actually a better idea to go into all the shops and look for a peep. The better chance to win more money.
So is this straight up cash? Is this chamber checks?
It's chamber checks.
Okay. And how much can people win?
Up to $50.
Up to $50 every time that they find a peep?
It'll be turned in Monday and a live drawing will be held on Tuesday morning.
Okay. Do people, when they go into the shops and everything and they're casually browsing around, maybe don't have a real good idea if they want to buy anything, do they have to purchase something in order to be entered in the drawing?
Absolutely not.
So how did something like this come about? Because it's kind of a unique thing that I don't know if a lot of people have ever really heard of or done before.
Yeah, so I would say that when peeps went away for a while, and now that they've come back, it's just a fun way to start looking for things in your store. Now, do we really care if you find the peep or not? No, nobody's going to not let you enter, but man, is it fun to have something to search for. You look for new products, and it's just kind of a fun little contest, especially if there's families with kids. Gives the kids something to do while the parents are shopping. Yeah, so we just thought it would be a fun way to shop local and support the spring open houses.
Now, let's talk a little bit about another exciting venture, Bonnie, that Retail Revamped is, of course, a part of, and it's a unique opportunity for kids especially to get involved in some sort of a internship program.
It is. So this is kind of what I'm calling the mega collaboration. It's a group of the Retail Revamped, so all the business owners. It's Main Street Chamber. It's the high school. It's Iowa Central. We're working with Chatterkick, which is a social media group. We're working with Region 12 Council of Governments. We're working with GCDC. And we've actually applied for a grant with the Greene County Community Foundation to help fund part of that. We've been able to fund some of that through GCDC and some other avenues. And so we have applied for a grant that we'll hear tomorrow. When they review, then we'll hear shortly after whether that has worked or not. But this internship is to have high school kids that already have a program out there about social media. How can they use social media for business? And then turn that around. How can they teach business owners that aren't on social media as often how to use it for business better? And so it is a really big circle of first your training, then working together, then making it actually work for each business owner that wants to. They can choose to or not. And then seeing what works and doesn't, and then doing it again with another business owner. So it's a nice internship program that could really grow into something bigger. And social media is Facebook, it's Instagram, it's TikTok, it's anywhere that you want it to be, depending on where you want to meet your customers. So it's a pretty unique opportunity. We've never heard of anything like this with so many different things having to work together to get it to work. But man, is it going to work when it gets funded. So we're excited about it. We're excited to have high school kids thinking that they could stay in town or thinking that they could help grow our social media. That could turn into a part-time job or turn into something more for them. So it's a very unique marketing opportunity for all of us.
All right. So Carla, as we kind of wrap up our program here, if you wouldn't mind telling us about some of the things that people can maybe look forward to put down on their calendar for upcoming events with you all.
Well, we're going to be swinging into April here real soon. And, of course, Easter hits April right at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still coming up with some ideas to put together for all the retailers and restaurants in town. Something like Spring Fling or Spring is in Full Swing. We haven't really put all that together yet, but absolutely keep an eye out because there are going to be some exciting things going on next month.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program here with Bonnie and Carla, who's with the Retail Revamp Group from Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber Community. Community State Bank of Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.